Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Greg Weatherdon. He is an author, disruptor, speaker, small business expert, podcaster, and leader. Greg, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, thanks, Christopher. Glad to be here.
One of the things I really, really admire in people are those that have experience. Now, that might sound like a simple thing, but as we were talking prior to the podcast, you mentioned that you've helped over 1,000 companies and only in the last few years. So tell us a little bit about why you chose to help so many companies relative to the small business world.
Well, first off, being an entrepreneur and successfully exiting over a 25-year period, I'd started 7 companies or co-founded a total of 7. And I found out that, we go in the business, we think we know everything, but quite frankly, once we're into it, we realize that the skills were lacking and whatnot. So having learned through trials and tribulation and guess the school of hard knocks, I managed to overcome most of those and successfully exited. And I want to take that kind of message to either wannabe entrepreneurs or existing entrepreneurs and tell them there's a better way. I want to help them avoid the pain that I went through, which is a whole other podcast on itself. And so to my way, I'm very passionate about small business. I think it's a wonderful place to be. However, I think today's hype is not giving the true story to a lot of people. So my mission, if there is one, is to help small business owners enjoy the entrepreneurial journey.
Let's talk about that hype, Greg, because as I was saying to you, I've been in business myself the last 20 years with different businesses after leaving American Express on Wall Street. And it's very easy for us to turn on the TV and watch Shark Tank. And essentially they're putting a spotlight on the tip of Mount Everest. It's like, oh, it's so fun. I got to hang out with Kevin Leary. Oh, there's Mark Cuban giving away money. Oh, there's Damon John, right? So it all sounds fun, but the blunt reality is sometimes it's like eating nails or glass or jumping into the deep end, right? So for you, what are some of the most common challenges that entrepreneurs have in, let's say, the first 3 to 5 years?
Well, first off, it's, so many people have a wish list of things they want to do and achieve to go in. And the reason, the raison d'être, as they say, is to go into business. And once they get into it, they realize that the hype doesn't live up to reality. I mean, reality is hard work, a lot of grinding, a lot of weeks without pay. And so the whole challenge there is to make sure that people are grounded in what it takes. And, the failure rate of small business still runs 50% after 3 years and upwards of 85% after 5 years. Those aren't great numbers yet. To the Shark Tanks and whatnot, they make it sound so easy. And I remember reading a statistic that 85% of the deals that happen on Shark Tank, for instance, never actually go to completion. people have to realize that it's reality TV. It's there to entertain you. And, but it's not the real world. There are a lot of lonely nights. Being an entrepreneur is, even being more lonely than the Maytag repairman. It is one of the loneliest jobs you'll ever have. And, so you need to know that. And it requires a fair amount of resilience, to be able to keep going. As I say, you're allowed poor me days. And that's the days when, you know, the world's against you, nothing's going right. But if they turn into days and weeks and months, you've got a bigger problem on that. And so I find that a lot of the ideas, they make it sound so easy to go into business these days. And it is. I mean, when I started, it cost 30 to 40 grand to just get set up because you needed an office, you needed a phone system, you needed fax machines, and photocopiers were outrageously expensive. Today, if you have a cell phone and 10 bucks to register a domain name, you can be in business. It's not that easy.
Yeah. Well, you really can start your own business now, and you have this platform called Facebook and Instagram, but it's one of the most challenging times in human history to stand out. And this podcast, I created it called the Gifters Podcast because I really want to help entrepreneurs stand out. And in your case, Greg, you've already stood out with having various exits. But again, going back to my first question, what are things that you feel some of these entrepreneurs can do better?
First off, going into a business, you need to ideally come from an industry that you already worked in and experienced. So that's where you see all the opportunities. I compare it to going in, being in a plane, a jet taking off. The bigger your idea and the less experience you have, you need a significant runway that most people just don't have. And runway is consisting of not only talent, time, and resources, financials particularly, but the best business you can go into is something you already have some experience with and you've worked in, because it shows you the opportunities. And too many people jump into businesses because they just think it's a good idea without a lot of research. And so I find that, and having met with so many startups, you know, do you have a product, and do you have a product that anybody cares about? Are you actually creating a solution for a problem that doesn't exist? That doesn't bode well for most businesses.
Oh, that's great. So Greg, can you walk us through, let's say you've had multiple companies. So what was the theme where one company, you had a product that people were in demand, and because of your leadership, you're able to help that company grow, scale, and you sold it. Just so that our listeners really get a very clear example of one of your success stories.
Well, the last company that I exited was called the Marketing Resource Group. And quite frankly, we did telemarketing for the consumer packaged goods and pharmaceutical industry. That came out from my experience working at Nabisco Brands as a sales manager, sales rep. That's where I started. I spent 6 years in the packaged goods industry, and I found out that there was a huge gaping hole of being able to service all the retail clients. The big clients always got the attention because they were big accounts. They were buying millions of dollars a year. It's the mom and pop type of businesses that never got to see the rep on a regular basis. And so I created the first telemarketing company in Canada here. And we also did a tremendous amount of work in the US to service the, I call them orphaned accounts. And they were sitting there and they were just happy to hear, to get a call from somebody to take care of their needs on behalf of my clients. Were the P&Gs of the world, the Procter, the Johnson & Johnsons, I can go through the list, Bayer, Aspirin, and so on, all the big Fortune 500 type companies. And they had orphaned all these accounts. So there was a blatant opportunity to service them. And that company I had for 17 years. And as I said, it was only one of the only one in Canada and one of two in North America doing this kind of work. And it was a unique opportunity. It was very narrow focused. And that can make a big difference with entrepreneurs, is finding your niche and going deep as opposed to going wide. So that company, we were making 300,000 calls a year in support of our clients and generating millions of dollars of found revenue that they probably wouldn't have had.
Now, that's a great example, Greg, because at the end of the day, we as business owners are there to solve problems. And as you said, so many people, they have an idea, they think that they want to have that rock star life. But the blunt reality is, if no one wants your product or service, they don't care about you. So in your case, Greg, how did you go through, as you mentioned, those lonely nights? Because you've shared an example of your success. And so if someone's listening and they're having one of these lonely nights or one of these challenging nights, what helped you get through some of those hard times?
It's first off, you have to have confidence in your ability and just doing that soul searching and finding out, are you on the right track? What happens is so many companies are not generating enough revenue or profit. And let's face it, we don't make great decisions when we're under stress. So for one thing is, whatever idea you have, is get to revenue as quick as you can. It may not be profitable, but get to revenue as soon as you can, because you can always make something better later. And the second thing is people scaling their businesses. They're going for growth all the time when in fact they're not looking at profitability. You need to be profitable first to give you some opportunity to be able to take the time required when you're having the poor me days or a market downturn, and be able to identify whether you're actually, what you're doing is still a good idea, or is it time to change? But when you're under stress, you don't have that opportunity. So for me was, I made a point in my last company to make sure that we were profitable from the day one, and gives you tremendous freedom to look around, and you have very few poor me days. But you can, when you do, you can now take calmly, quietly, think about whether you're on the right track or what adjustments you have to make.
Greg, these fundamentals you've shared are so powerful. I wish I literally learned this 20 years ago, because at the end of the day, Greg, is what you said. So many people have these ideas, but if you can't make money, then it's just an idea, not a business. And you can't make profits. It's like that phrase that they always say, do what you love and the money will follow. It's the better phrase is actually do what the love and the money will follow. If you're in a scale-up industry, you work really hard, there's some luck involved, but it's more about you should really focus on money, because if it's a business, there is no business without money. And as Warren Buffett once said, he said, literally, cash is something we never think about. But as soon as we don't have it, it's like air. That's all we think about in business. And so, Greg, thank you so much for sharing with our guests just very specific, tangible, fundamental lessons in business. Everyone who's listening, please make sure you reach out to Greg to learn more from him. Greg, how can our guests learn from you and buy your book?
Well, they can learn from me. I do a podcast called The Small Business Minute. And quite frankly, two episodes ago was called The Money Business. And it's really about that's what you're in business for. My website is www.gregweatherdon, that's GREGWEATHERDON.com. And you can contact me through there.
Greg, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.